Today I'm going to be talking a little bit about National Stress Awareness Day, which I didn't actually know existed until like a few days ago when I just stumbled across the information on the internet. So the first Wednesday in November each year is apparently National Stress Awareness Day. So this year, Wednesday the 1st of November 2017, is National Stress Awareness Day, and it's a good opportunity to like think about our well-being, our physical well-being and our mental and emotional well-being. So today I'm just going to talk about how university can sometimes be stressful and a bit about managing stress, and like, especially the things that I found helpful when I feel kind of stressed out. University can definitely be stressful sometimes, like having to manage your time sort of efficiently between studying, working, socializing and just living, basically. So like doing like cooking and making sure you get enough sleep and so on. So that can sometimes be really stressful, especially around the time with exams and deadlines where everything just gets a bit more difficult. Another way that university can sometimes be stressful is when you have to like manage money, like making sure you have enough money to live on after paying rent. So that can sometimes be difficult. Another thing is maintaining friendships and relationships, whether that be with like people back home or people at university. I think that can sometimes be stressful, especially when, again, like when you have exams or deadlines and like your emotions are just that bit more all over the place. Sometimes it can be very easy to like fall into arguments and stuff like that. And for me personally, because I'm in my final year, I found that sometimes thinking about the future and what I want to do after university, like even thinking about it and worrying about it, is quite stressful. I think there are lots of reactions to stress, like whether that be like the more physical reactions, which I think everyone's heard about. So stuff like headaches and like sleep problems. And then like the more psychological problems, like panicking and obviously just feeling a bit more emotional and overwhelmed by things. And I think it's also important to say that like overwhelming stress can lead to depression or anxiety, or make existing mental health conditions like these worse. So it's sort of important to be able to like recognize when you're getting stressed and knowing what to do to sort of calm down, so to like manage stress. And I've come up with a few things that I know that I found helpful sometimes, and well, maybe other people will. So managing stress, I think it's good to make time for yourself to do something that relaxes you, like at least once a week, like whether that be on your own or with like a group of friends. And it could be something like just like have a film night or like a shopping trip or anything like that. It's also important to eat well, like eating well and healthily is a good point. Sometimes it can be like super tempting to just like order a takeaway, especially like around busy deadlines and stuff. And like, while this is like sort of okay sometimes and can sometimes be like a really good way to sort of like de-stress, it's not good to do it all the time. And sometimes like it's relaxing and therapeutic in itself to just cook yourself a really nice meal and to have that satisfaction that not you've just made it. So I find that that helps sometimes. I think it's also good to talk about what's making you feel stressed. Like sometimes just saying it out loud feels like a huge relief. Like it's good to just like talk to friends and like you can like share advice. Or I find that some of my friends, when I talk to them about what's making me stressed, they're able to put it into like a different perspective and sort of make me think that maybe things aren't so bad. So that's sometimes really good. Like talking about it is good. And like in uni we have the advice centre, and they're like amazing and available to like offer advice and support about everything. So I guess if you're feeling really stressed and need someone to talk to, like they're always really good to go to. Yeah, talking about it is really good. It's also good to just like manage your time, but also make sure you give yourself breaks. Like, I find it's really good to just write up like a timetable for the week, or some days just like a list of things I want or need to get done each day, and sort of just tick them off as and when I do, and try not to be too hard on myself when I don't get them all done. I'm also a writer, so like writing helps me deal with my stress as well. And I think just taking time to relax, like read the waterfront or just read a nice book, that's always good. But I know one of my favorite ways to de-stress, and we're in like the perfect place to do it, is to just go for a walk on the beach. Like, even in like October when it's getting colder, like, we've been pretty good with like some decent sunsets recently, so that's been really nice. Like just walking down to the beach and just like even just like sitting by the beach and listening to the waves, it can be really relaxing and therapeutic and a good way to just de-stress and unwind. So that's really good. I think that's all I want to say, to be honest, about National Stress Awareness Day. It's just a really good opportunity to talk about stress and to like be aware of stress and think about how to manage it, I guess.